Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, the Science of Life, on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar Radhukon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, following a career working as a GP, family doctor, throughout the UK and Ireland. In this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda, which is still in use today and growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple, understandable explanations for how it can work in our modern lives. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature, as well as the wider world of nature around us. We are all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. This show aims to reflect the growing move away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper, more holistic and personalised view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, simple herbal remedies, daily practices and herbal-based medications to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and lifestyle. Ayurveda teaches us that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. So, in today's show, I'd like to discuss how Ayurveda views maintaining the best possible mental health. And when I looked into this, it was very, very interesting, as Ayurveda has a very interesting view on what keeps us in the best possible mental health and develops a resilience to dealing with the stresses and strains and pressures of modern life. So this is really an episode all about Ayurveda and the mind. Now, Ayurveda, as I explained, is an Indian traditional system of medicine. Ayurveda itself means the science of life, which is the title of the show. And it's all about having a truly holistic or whole patient-centered approach to healthcare. And in Ayurveda, the mind and heart are regarded as one and the same. The mind is said to reside or locate in the heart, and this means the physical heart, as well as the heart we describe as our pure awareness of everything around us. So the heart is the location of what are called the subtle form of the doshas, and I like to think of these as the essence or the purest form of each of the physical doshas of Vata, Pitta and Kapha. And in this form, they are called prana, tejas and ojas. Just a Sanskrit term for the essence of Vata, Pitta and Kapha, respectively. Now, our mind is described via qualities, and I've spoken about qualities before in previous episodes. And we talk about the qualities of the mind, which also have three names of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And I will repeat these again throughout the show. But they mirror the physical doshas in Vata, Pitta and Kapha. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas are the corresponding qualities of the mind that mirror these physical qualities or physical doshas. So it really means that our mental and emotional state are influenced by the balance of these three qualities and how they interact with the subtle doshas of prana, tejas and ojas. So basically it's the way Ayurveda explains the mind-body connection. Though in reality, when you think about it, it's more like a mind-heart connection. So Ayurveda has recognized for thousands of years how the mind has the power to substantially influence physical health and vice versa. Now, according to Ayurveda, positive mental health is a state of sensory, mental, intellectual, and spiritual well-being or balance. So that's really, in a nutshell,
how Ayurveda views the mind-body connection. I know it may sound a little confusing with the Sanskrit terms, but hopefully it can start to maybe make more sense as we go through the episode. Now, Sattva is regarded as the middle portal of Ayurveda, and it really represents what it is to be in the state of the positive mental health and the best mental health. Now, the pressures and demands of our modern-day lifestyle leave many of us overwhelmed and agitated, which results us from feeling depleted physically and mentally drained. So whatever your physical or emotional makeup or your personality type, if you can increase the sattvic qualities in your mind and in your life, this will help you address any of these imbalances, stresses, pressures, and maintain a state of equilibrium or balance to cope with these demands. And so it's the sattvic quality of the mind is the most important one to develop to maintain positive mental health.
Perfect.
Yeah. Sattva, rajas, and tamas are the forces in Ayurveda, as explained, that are the three qualities of the mind. And it describes the quality of the mind, but it also encompasses things like our instincts and our reactions and deeper kind of aspects of our mind that aren't easy to describe. They are expressed in all of us and all living things. There's these qualities of the mind, the sattva, rajas, and tamas. And sattva can be regarded as the feeling of calm, relaxation, being at peace. Rajas is more a feeling of agitation, feeling energized. And tamas is more feeling of lethargy and stillness and rest. Think of it like a lake. It's a very good analogy I've read about. But on a pure, clear, moonlight, full moon night, looking at the reflection of the moon on a calm, still lake would be a good visual analogy to describe sattva. Now, rajas would be the state of the same lake if a stone or a rock was thrown into the lake and the water was then in turmoil and seething and rough and with waves, and the reflection of the moon would be distorted in the lake. And then tamas would be the situation if you stirred up the bottom of the lake and the mud and sediment at the bottom of the lake, and the lake became murky, cloudy, and the reflection of the moon would then be hazy or distorted and unclear and cloudy. This is the kind of nature analogy of a visual picture analogy that is very helpful to understand the different qualities of the mind, how they affect us. And they also appear in nature, for instance, in plants. And plants which have sattvic qualities would be basil, which in India is known as tulsi and is a much venerated plant, and sandalwood, as they have medicinal and calming qualities. Plants which have a rajasic or a rajas type of effect would be chilies, garlic, and onion, and spices in general, most spices, as they are stimulating and they can be a little agitating. You can feel heat rising, and you can feel more energized sometimes when you have heat like this. And foods that can be tamasic would be typically mushrooms and root vegetables and nightshades of tomatoes. And they would have the effect of making you feel lethargic, feeling dull and a bit sedentary. In the animal world, dolphins and elephants are regarded as sattvic animals. They're intelligent, they live in social groups, they're very communicative and gentle by nature, at least it's the perception of them. And rajas type of animal would be the tigers and hunting animal, like the wolf and the fox. And then the tamasic, the lethargic and dull type of animal would be the vulture, the hyena, and the pig, because these animals are lazy by nature. Foods can also have qualities that are associated with both sattva, rajas, tamas, a freshly cooked food, raw fruit, vegetables, salad, nuts, seeds, or water and juice, or soft, hot, spicy, fried, baked foods, biscuits and cotton, cake, or got at least rajas. And then tamasic type foods would be canned, ultra processed food, leftovers. People as well can fall into those categories, with sattvic people being wise, kind, helpful, patient, tolerant, generous, and selfless. And rajasic people are compassionate, egotistical, greedy, materialistic, and seeking power and status. And then tamasic type people can be ignorant, lazy, dependent, self-destructive, dull, and one-sided. Now, according to Ayurveda, all things not only possess the dominance of particular elements by the doshas in terms of vata, pitta, and kapha in a physical sense, but they also display qualities of the mind in sattvic qualities of equilibrium, the rajasic qualities of activity, and the tamasic qualities of inertia in different degrees. So, depending on our senses, how they are stimulated and they affect the mind, it is possible to determine the qualities of the mind in all animal plant activities. Essential to Ayurveda's teaching is that everything that is ingested or consumed by the body is food. Anything that enters our body is regarded as food. An experience, we have ingested it. So anything that enters our mind through our body, enters our body, our mind by our senses, of taste by mouth and tongue, sight by the eyes, sound by the ears, touch by its skin, and smell by the nose. So all that we hear, smell, see, taste, or touch can be described either as sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic in nature. So it is through the regulation and control of the senses that we are able to balance the mind. So if you imagine how we experience things through our senses, it's important for the balance of our mind. But in effect, we are, in our daily lives, we are dominated by the qualities of rajas and tamas. So we work within action and inertia, fight or flight, rest and digest kind of modes. So we need to concentrate on reducing the aspects of rajas and tamas qualities, which will require some discipline and effort because it's not what we're naturally used to. But the peace of mind and the health benefits and the overall resilience, mental resilience we experience from doing so will make it worthwhile. And it is important to emphasize that changes need to be made gradually so that we don't become more stressed by having to make changes. So many of us replace the negative effects, for instance, of health, unhealthy food, with anxiety and fanaticism over a new health regime or a new health fad. But the aim is to gradually increase the sattvic aspect of our lives in order to acquire greater contentment, be an ease in ourselves and in our life, not put ourselves under too much pressure to do so. And it is human nature to display prajasic and tamasic qualities, because all three qualities of mind are present in all of us at different times and in different combinations. And they all have necessary roles to play in our existence. So we need rajas qualities for action and motivation to achieve our goals and get things done. And we need tamas quality for rest and digest and inaction and the sleep. So in the next part of the show, I'll go on and discuss how the food can affect the qualities of the mind.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the second part of the show, all about Ayurveda and its view on mental health and how to maintain positive mental health, looking at our mind through the three qualities of the mind in Ayurveda, the Sattva, the Rajas, and the Tamas, and the different qualities that these display in our mind and in our psychological state. So in terms of nutrition, now, we need to discuss the food, how foods can affect our mood or how they can affect the qualities of our mind. And in terms of nutrition, the diet that favors sattva, or a calming kind of quality in our mind, would be diet that's high in fresh fruits and vegetables. Grains, salads, herbal teas, water, milk, nuts, seeds, and honey. So food that is essentially minimally processed. Organic foods, preferable as pesticides and fertilizers, have a deadening effect on food as well as preservatives and chemicals. So they're like a tamasic in nature, so they're not sattvic. So we try to reduce the use of mushrooms and onions and spices and garlic if you want to promote a more sattvic quality in your mind. And this is what happens with high caste Hindus, the Brahmin sect. They don't eat any garlic or onions because it's agitating to their mind. They feel it doesn't allow them to be calm and peaceful in nature. And the same for alcohol, caffeine, and meat in this, and should be moderated or reduced for the same reasons. Now, it's important at this point to explain that food may have a different quality or a different effect upon us in a physical sense than in a psychological sense, and sometimes they may not be the same. A food might, like for instance, a food such as garlic, which is very beneficial in a physical way, lowering blood pressure, has an anti-clotting action, can improve our appetite and help with our circulation. However, from a mind point of view, it is rajasic, as you call it, rajasic or agitated, and it can have an effect on disturbing the balance of our mind. So for anyone wanting to promote a sattvic state in order to develop spiritual practices such as meditation and reflection, it's often not the best group, but make sure that it can be left out of your diet for that reason. So we have to, but of course we have to start with food, and food will have a beneficial effect on our mind if it's taken properly and if we know taking the right food for our constitution. Now, Ayurveda describes these links between behavioral changes and the consumption of certain foods for many, many years. And this has now been proven or corroborated by current modern research. For instance, there's certainly evidence that the E numbers in food and the high sugar content of some of these ultra-processed foods is leading to hyperactivity and attention problems in children, which leads to behavioral issues and even onwards to mental health problems. Although these studies haven't mentioned the words sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, the results would indicate the same conclusion that Ayurveda came to many, many thousands of years before about the effect of certain foods on the qualities of our mind. So even if we follow a healthy diet, and we still may be unable to absorb all the nutrients we need if our digestion is out of balance. So once again, we need to start with concentrating on our digestion before we look any deeper into lifestyle and other factors that can have an effect in our mind. I'm going to give you 10 very quick and brief tips about how to improve your digestion. And I know I may have mentioned them before. I do apologize, but it's certainly worth repeating. First of all, avoid overeating. Stop eating before you feel full. There's a first burp rule in Ayurveda that as soon as you get your first burp during a meal, you should stop. Leave at least 4 hours between main meals. Consume fruit separate from your main meal, as it has an effect on slowing down digestion, much like cold water. Never eat when you're not hungry. So you need to train your body or your digestion to get hungry on time and on schedule. If you really have to eat in a day, rather than miss a meal, it's light foods like some light soup or a broth or some steamed vegetables is a perfect choice. Avoid eating heavy or large quantities of food in the evening. They're best digested at lunchtime. Avoid drinking within 1 hour before and after meals. This is rather strict rule, but you can have it is recommended you have a little bit of water with the meal, about a third of what you would eat in terms of like a small cup. Lukewarm water is best for your promoting digestion. Food is best eaten hot rather than cold. And if it's freshly prepared with love and intention, all the better. Never eat while experiencing strong emotions such as anger, grief, or excitement. Your appetite is going to be affected. Your digestion also. Avoid distractions whilst eating. TV, phones, screens, and laptops, etc. And never eat while moving about. And eat in a clean, quiet place that you're comfortable sitting down and give you full attention to your food. Seems so obvious, a lot of the things I've just said, but be more often than not to forget them in the busyness of our lives. Now, I've mentioned before, I'd like to discuss some lifestyle factors that you can adopt or to promote the sattvic quality in our minds, or this calm or relaxation, reflecting, contemplative quality that we want to promote to strengthen our mental health. So lifestyle factors also have a major influence on our mind, the equilibrium, our balance. And now, if we start reducing the amount of the rajasic and tamasic food, or the pitta and kapha-like foods in our diet, it can help start a shift in our perception or how we think. So eating lighter, cleaner food, which is minimally processed and fresher, will enhance your mental clarity and thinking. And with all this brain stuff, when we're eating heavier food, we tend to think more slowly and get more sluggish. Now, however, to really feel the benefits, it's important to make some lifestyle changes as well. Daily routines that are stressful, excessively active, unpredictable, and tending towards a sedentary lifestyle will have a negative impact on your mind. And although we experience a kind of a buzz of pleasure from leading maybe busy lifestyles and being active all the time, it's ultimately not satisfying to us. So it can leave us feeling depleted or even just discontented with life, as if there's something missing, we're not quite sure what it is. Now, activities that are sattvic in nature, in other words, they're more calming, peaceful, meditative and reflective, they will increase the sattvic quality in our minds. And examples of this would be being outdoors in this nature, and gardening, listening to quiet music, doing some creative artistic hobbies or pursuits, things that you get fully engaged in the moment. meditation, yoga, as well as other forms of gentle exercise. And by adopting this mindset of our activities, it can help us manage the stress and pressures of modern life. It makes us a little bit more resilient and less susceptible to problems that are associated with mental health. Now, Ayurveda describes many simple practices that can be incorporated into daily routine, which help in this way. And I'll list a few of them. I've mentioned several of them before. It's certainly worth repeating again. And I do appreciate that it's not possible to implement all of these lifestyle modifications or changes, but it's certainly worth thinking about them, because even one or two every few months, it's worth having to think about starting them. And the first one starts with the start of the day, getting up a little bit earlier. If we can get up at daybreak, it's the best time for simple practice such as meditation, the breath work, when everything's in a bit quieter and you've got a bit more time in your hand. So a little thing you could try is start putting the alarm clock half an hour earlier and just trying to train your body to get up a little bit sooner. We can do it when we have to do it. So if you're thinking of doing it and seeing the benefit in it, by just putting the alarm clock back half an hour every month or so, seeing how you manage the change. It's a good time then to do a little bit of simple exercise, such as yoga or some gentle stretching, some Tai Chi, and do try and do a simple exercise for at least 20 minutes every day. This is what would be recommended. Some walking, some muscle stretching, some yoga, some light weight work. All of these are helpful for calming the mind and getting the tension that can build up in our bodies. Another thing is mentioned several times is breathing practices, or what you call pranayama in Ayurveda, and these are very effective in enhancing your physical health and also your mental capabilities. If you can fit in a small self-massage every day with some oil, sesame oil is particularly good during the wintertime, and spend 5 or 10 minutes trying to massage it into areas that might need a little bit more attention. And it's a good way to do a body scan and just checking yourself and seeing and checking in with parts of your body to see everything is working okay and is feeling okay and is out of balance or out of the ordinary. Same again with the meals. Don't skip the meals and get into the habit of eating routinely at regular times. And last of all, in terms of habits, avoiding staying up late. Ayurveda recommends a bedtime of 10 p.m. And I know this is difficult for us to manage in the way we live our lives, but try to bring our bedtime a little bit earlier. It would also help with the effort to try to get up into the perennial as well. But getting into an established regular sleeping pattern. And having a pre-bed routine that's favorable to getting rest and not going to stimulate for an immediate to bed eventually. There are herbal medications that can be used that can promote your mental health or help with your own balance or experiences, psychological or symptoms. And these are, of course, best prescribed by your Ayurvedic practitioner after a full assessment. And ashwagandha is known to reduce stress and anxiety. Brahmi is a herb that's helpful to your memory, your concentration. And there's a herb called Shankapushpi, which is very useful for insomnia and for managing anxiety and the mental fatigue. And this is a herb and a plant-based herbal medication which is derived from apparently a plant that's native to India, and we know it as aloe weed in English. There are also supplements that you can take, such as Chyawanprash, which is made from the fruit of the amalaka tree, which is very like our gooseberry tree, and this is rich in vitamins and antioxidants, which are important for mopping up free radicals, which can be precursors of certain diseases. These supplements would be used in Ayurveda, particularly for healthy aging, you know, to promote longevity. Chukal is another that is made up of the mixture of three different fruits from a plant that's native to India, And it has it's called a polyherbal medication. So it has many and widespread benefits. And it has a benefit of balancing all three doses. Gotocola is another I've mentioned in previous shows, which is one that has been shown to help boost your mental focus and concentration and memory, and it's often taken as a supplement as we age. These supplements and medication have been shown to have an immunity boosting effect. They can help us maintain efficient digestion and keep a balance within our metabolism, so we can nourish our tissues adequately, particularly the brain, which is one of the most energy demanding organs of our body. And also they help with what's called cellular regeneration, the replacement of tissues that are dying out for cells that are dying out, which in turn can help with promoting longevity and aging well. So as you can see, there are many lifestyle modifications that can help boost your mental health and allow us to maintain balance in our mental health and psychological state, so that we are more resilient to maintaining a positive mental health and not becoming ill with issues like anxiety and depression. I'll take a break for now and come back to discuss some other therapies that can be used in a clinic-based setting and recap what I've discussed today about Ayurveda and the mind. See you back very shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tenna Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tenna Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back for the show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. And this particular episode is all about Ayurveda and the mind and how to maintain positive mental health, looking at your mind from an Ayurveda point of view, and the qualities of the mind as I've described in the sattva, rajas and tamas. And we're trying to promote more of the sattva qualities in our mind and reduce the rajas and tamas to reach that point where we're more calm or more relaxed and we're more resilient in ourselves. So I'll discuss a few other therapies that can be used to restore psychological balance and maintain positive mental health in Ayurveda. And one which is you may have heard of is called Panchakarma. And Panchakarma is a detoxification procedure that is used in a clinic-based setting. It involves, there's preparation involved in it prior to attending for your Panchakarma, and it involves types of treatment to rid yourself of toxins using purgatives, colonic irrigation, and there are other methods as well. There's also would be that during a Panchakarma, you will be doing meditation and yoga and breath work as well, in order to clear your mind, as well as taking a fairly regulated diet regime, which is also designed to promote removing toxins from your system and getting back into a balanced state. So Panchakarma is a commonly used treatment in Ayurveda in a clinic-based setting, and the whole process can help reduce your mental fogginess and reduce stress and anxiety within your body and your system, you know, and promote the sattvic qualities of the mind. Nasya, or the which really means the administration of medicated oils via the nasal cavity, via your nose, can also using medicated oils can calm the mind and improve your mental clarity, because anything you absorb in and around the nasal cavity will have an immediate effect on your brain tissue and on your mind. And Shiradhara is another form of therapy that's used, which involves continuous pouring of warm oil on the middle of the forehead, which is designed to relax the mind and alleviate some stress and anxiety, and especially helpful for insomnia. As I mentioned before, pranayama, which is a controlled breathing technique, doing that practice can help regulate the flow of prana, or the life force in the body. And prana is the subtle essence of vata. And this also will calm the mind and reduce anxiety. And breathing exercises and meditation are integral to calming the mind and enhancing focus and mental resilience in Ayurveda. And these practices, they don't only balance the gunas, but they help us develop a sattvic mind, which is essential for the overall psychological balance. That this idea of developing sattvic emotions is an interesting topic to discuss before we close the show. So it's well known that the impact of positive and negative emotions on our health is becoming more widely acknowledged, as we recognize that our consciousness, mind, thoughts and emotions, they animate and affect our physical parts of our body. In other words, our minds have a greater effect on our body function than we may have realized in the past. And it is very important that we focus on maximizing the sattvic quality, the sattvic side of mindset within all of us. And people of a sattvic nature are generally calm, gentle, considerate. Others demonstrate generosity and open-mindedness. They are highly positive in nature, fair, forgiving, and they don't seek to impose their will on others. Their mind is clear and peaceful. They're really honest, humble, and quiet people. And the quietness is an important thing, because we all have a tendency, when we are in company, to be extra talkative and listen less. So one practice that I'm trying to inculcate my life is to be more, to listen more and to talk less. We talk over each other, we interrupt, we finish people's sentences. These are all habits that are associated with people that are, the rajasic part of their nature is dominant. So they're more agitated, they're more speeded up in a way. So if we can learn to slow down and to listen more than we talk. Like an old friend of mine said before, there's a reason why God gave us two ears and one mouth. And if we use them on their proportion of one to two, we would be far better served. And we would start to develop that sattvic nature in ourselves, particularly at times when we might be a little bit anxious or a little bit more talkative or more stressed in specific situations. So listen more and talk less. So those with the sattvic nature, they express happiness, enthusiasm and joy. So every day we are given an opportunity to choose these positive behaviors, even in whether in business dealings or relationship with families or brands. So be aware of the opportunity to be more sattvic in our behaviors and in our thinking and our emotions, and just try and develop that part, cultivate that habit. And it does take time and practice to relearn how we behave, or our emotional responses and our reflexes to certain situations. But if we work to reduce these rajasic and tamasic elements in our mind, we will become more naturally inclined to be more sattvic, more calm and relaxed and more reflective. And it does require practice. But with practice, it becomes more automatic. And there are times where we do need to be rajasic, tamasic, and a little bit there. I appreciate that. But overall, for our positive mental health, adopting an approach that's more inclined towards the sattvic side of our mind, or the sattvic side of our nature, that calm, relaxing, reflective, meditative way to be, is more beneficial for our mental health than the long run. So in other words, when we practice this habit, or this way of thinking or feeling, we become calmer and more peaceful in our outlook and behavior. And people will notice this. And like I said, everything requiring an effort and some practice initially, and focus and concentration, over time it will become more automatic and more natural for you to drop into this way of being. And as I said, Ayurveda, it does take a holistic approach to the mind-body connection by treating by addressing our emotions through diet and lifestyle practices. And this is what I keep coming back to again and again. There are ways that we can change. There are ways that we can improve our mental health. There are ways we can live a more fulfilled and rewarding life. And it does involve changing our thinking. And that's fundamentally what I found. If we can change and adjust our thinking, turn that juggernaut round slowly but surely, we'll be on the right path. So in Indian philosophy, it's stated again and again that for clear perception and awareness of our deeper self, or our soul for that matter, the mind, or our minds, need to be released from the pervasive influence of the rajas and tamas that we are in all the time. We move within those agitation and rest and digest modes of mind. We need to kind of release ourselves from that as much as we possibly can. And the word for health in Ayurveda is svastha, which literally means to be established in oneself, or to be comfortable in your own skin. And when you get to that point, then you will feel better, and other people will feel better in your company. Other people will comment upon it. So you know there's something good that's happening to you. You know that something is going in the right direction. And living in this way and trying to promote that sattvic quality in us allows us to know and become our true selves. So we can distance ourselves from the influence of our senses, the sensory overload that we can sometimes feel, and instead look inside to the calling that you're getting from your soul and your spirit, or the deeper part of you. So the soul will always lead us towards experiences and influence that enrich and nourish us in a spiritual sense. That's 100% true. So by tapping into our true selves, and by extension, the universe itself, because we are a microcosm of the macrocosm, as I've explained, for we are a small part of the universe, we're like a mini copy of it. By doing this, by tapping into our true selves, we can achieve greater connection of our mind, body, and soul. And this is the ultimate reward of adopting an Ayurvedic way in your health, in your physical health, and in your mental health, so that you can bring the connection of mind, body, and soul to its ultimate expression. And ultimately, and finally, in my whole opinion, I think that is the reason for our existence. If we can work towards that, we may never reach it, but if we can work towards that state where our mind, body, and soul are all working together, then we will be in the best place for us, and in the best physical and the best mental health. So I hope you've enjoyed that. It's been quite a lot to cover in a short space of time, and I appreciate it might be worth having another listen to. It is, once again, fascinating to be able to discuss and talk about Ayurveda and the many topics we can cover that Ayurveda has a view on, and we can look at things from a different point of view.
Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss. You can find more information on my website, anamayurveda.com, which is anam spelled A-N-A-M hyphen A-U-R-B-E-D-A.com. Anam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Croí Fhuilán, fad saol. Healthy heart, long life. Take care.